works into its ideal position. All of the components of the body, all of the components of the cells, just got some stomach issues going on there.
I've been drawn to take the pad and lie it across here.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about this cosmic consciousness here,
uh-huh.
I was wondering if it has been helping kind of open the space up.
It's opening up the space for everything to be able to move into its optimal position. So it's interesting that we've been talking about spaces between the cells, because
mm-hmm.
this looks like spaces between every component. I can't actually stand here anymore. every component of the body.
So is the cosmic mind a nod? Remember in the book you wrote about the nod? Or is
that's
that
the
nod?
Sensory sensor that we can access that through. Yeah.
Is that the same space of accessing the conscious mind?
Mm-hmm.
The cosmic mind?
Mm-hmm.
Did you try this, Ed?
I've been on an Avima before, yeah.
What's your experience of it?
They did it here for me, and I started sweating so profusely, like everything just got so hot, and when we picked it up, I was like burning around this area.
Huh.
Not,
wonder what they had it set on.
Not physically
when
burning,
you
but
make
just
that space available. Things can be released, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that it looks like what it does with the electromagnetic field is it just creates space between all the components in the body.
Mm.
It separates everything out so that it can readjust back to its optimal position.
Yeah, almost like a spinal decompression, right?
Yeah,
when
right.
you do that,
yeah.
and then it just everything kind of.
Yes, exactly.
There's so much energy there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
and on a capillary level, they show. The cells, the capillaries being a little clogged in different areas, and you'll see it, like it's this energy coming, and all of a sudden, poof, it pops open, and the cells just keep moving.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they,
yeah,
yeah. It's really cool.
It's really interesting, because it's an interesting space. It doesn't feel like a vacuum, though.
Yeah.
It feels like the opposite of a vacuum.
Hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm hearing it's the opposite of a vacuum.
Hmm.
So I don't know what that means.
So like spinning out, like creating, you know,
it's just
creating
space.
Energy versus
but
recirculating.
This
do you mean a vacuum like a Hoover,
or
do you mean
like
a
space.
Vacuum space?
It's
okay.
the opposite.
So
of
it's
vacuum.
Not about pulling, sucking in versus expanding
no.
out.
It feels like renewal versus
yeah.
dealing with the old energy. It's like that's being purged out, and you're recalibrating, like not recalibrating, but re-energizing
mm-hmm.
what's already there and expanding that.
What's really interesting, though, is if you are a practitioner, you want to be working at the feet, not at the head, or your clients on this, because at the feet, there's something about the polarity of it.
Mm-hmm.
They can experience more of you. When I go to the head, I feel like I'm being drawn into that.
Oh, interesting.
It's difficult for me to maintain, well, where am I in this?
Oh,
that's
wow.
why I moved away.
So is that kind of like a magnetic pole, like a positive and negative end to it?
I think so.
It sort of sets that up?
Yeah.
And maybe that's why the torrent can start flowing, because
mm-hmm.
of the opposite.
Yeah,
pole.
So if you're standing okay. down here, and anyone who, I don't know, does energy work, can mm-hmm. come and stand down here, you can feel very quickly
mm.
what's happening.
Yeah.
If you stand near the head, you get pulled into it.
Wow, everything.
Mm.
Oh.
Strong?
Mm-hmm.
So it's both devices working together, or is one just a pad he's laying on, and the other is actually?
Well, I've them both turned
feet.
On. There's
so,
two,
so they work.
You
in
can
sync.
Do you
yeah.
can do two at one time, or just one?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have multiple people gotten on? No. Just
your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's falling asleep. Yes, no. Somebody else can get on here if they like.
No, stay there. Stay.
Oh,
well, when I feel what
too.
You're feeling is like here, I just feel like my body is being
yeah, you're becoming
that,
part of that.
But even coming close to it is
yeah.
just
becoming
yeah.
part
yeah.
of his
and
energy or the
yeah.
actual treatment.
But
oh.
yeah. So it's difficult to stay autonomous up there.
Who else wants to go?
I want to experience.
I'll be one.
What it feels like to. Be in the space.
You really just want to do it for about I mean, 8 minutes twice a day is all that's usually recommended, unless you're working on an acute issue.
That was your old reality.
Does your son himself?
Yeah, we don't care about being cute anymore, right?
I have a lot of cute issues.
What is
that?
You know,
I
so
I kind of want to take
the
shoes off. Like to go experience what it is to be in the field of it.
Oh.
My shoes want to come off.
Yeah, but I would like
to encourage you to do it.
Yeah.
He said, Mom, when the scars are gone, I will.
Yeah. Maybe let him know.
Like, maybe you can do a travel vlog.
Yeah,
right?
And then, you know, people like us start getting it. Like, I just feel like I would love to see him just at least